your unique sparkle. What makes you unique? We will be focusing on your fears and any disbeliefs that may be holding you back. Find that confidence and building your self-esteem. It's about knowing your self-worth and establishing what your purpose or mission is in this world. Discover what makes you beautiful and show your unique sparkle today.
Hello and welcome to Your Unique Sparkle. My name is Debbie Freeman and I'm going to be your host today. And today we are talking about overwhelm. Who here has not experienced overwhelm? I know that I have, and I do many times throughout my day, to where my mind just wants to seize up and just not even make a decision because I am just overwhelmed by all of the choices, all the options and the decisions that I need to make. So I wanted to talk about overwhelm because this last weekend, I was so overwhelmed. It was my birthday. I turned 52 and my daughter's sweet 16th birthday. And I was overwhelmed by all of the decisions that I had to make and just overwhelmed with just getting there and everything I had to do. I had to decorate and this had to be done by this time and I had to have this done. And, you know, I found myself where I was running late and we hadn't even put the decorations up. They were supposed to be there at noon. And her room hadn't even been cleaned. I got her a suite at the JMW Marriott and she invited 6 friends over, you know, for a lot of fun and games. I had games planned out. I had all this stuff. I went and I got the balloons and I was so overwhelmed. I ordered them for the day before. Okay. Because we went to the hotel the day before. I mean, if you guys know moms, you know that balloons don't last that long. Even though I had the high float, they were not high floating anymore by the second day. So I had to go and get more balloons the next day. And of course you go and they're like, can I have them right now? Ma'am, no, they're not going to be ready until a certain time. Can you deliver them? We don't deliver there. Oh my goodness. It was one thing after another. And then strawberries were like out of season. I couldn't find strawberries at 2 grocery stores. I'm driving all over town. I just want to get back to the hotel. I haven't even decorated. I had all these beautiful decorations to put up and make the room look spectacular, put out the food. So it was a glorious grand entryway as you walked into the, you know, to the suite. And here it was, noon. Her friends are expected. They haven't even cleaned her room yet. It's got to be cleaned. The party starts at noon. So it's 11:45. I'm calling down. Can we please have, you know, some house cleaning? They don't come. I'm sitting there frantically putting up decorations. Noon comes, noon goes. And the whole time, instead of running around crazy, like a crazy person, because that's really what I was doing inside, is each time I just had to breathe. And I thought about my daughter sitting there and watching and having this experience with me. And did I want her to experience and have a memory of her mom just being frantic? Well, she probably does have an experience of me driving fast. I will tell you that. That was an experience. And, you know, I just said to her, Lexi, it's all going to work out and we're going to have fun. Let's go try this. And I kept trying to make decisions and I kept thinking about her. This was her day. Of course, it was my day too, because it was my birthday. But, you know, really just trying not to let the overwhelm consume me, right? And, you know, and then her and I had a great laugh because noon came and went. The house cleaning came. Nobody even saw house cleaning because everybody was an hour late anyway. And you know what? I got the decorations up in time. I got the gift bags filled, you know, with the paper, the pretty wrapping paper and everything. I had it all set up. It was so gorgeous. The photographer came. We did her photo shoot. I'm telling you, everything was wonderful. And I am so glad that I just had that inner peace and I just breathed in, you know, and made a decision. Okay, we're going to do this. Should we get balloons? Should we not get balloons? I made a decision. I finally went and I found some on another store, and I was able to figure out a way to get them there. See, that's what our brains do, is they figure out, just don't give up on yourself and breathe. We can figure it out. I mean, think about it. In our day and age, there are so many things to choose from. I mean, things to eat now, cars to buy, TV, movies, jobs, what you want to be, what kind of phone you want to buy, what kind of clothes to wear. I mean, all of these, it's overwhelmed. Your mind can't take so many choices sometimes. And if you're anything like me, you just get fed up and go, you know what? I can't decide right now. I have even walked out of a clothing store because I can't make up my mind. Have you done that? You know, decisions, the price of what's there. I've come to making a decision of, if I don't absolutely love it, I won't get it. And I have to make that decision. Otherwise, I just get overwhelmed by all of the choices there. And you know what it is that your brain, it likes routine. So I get that, but less options. I mean, increasing options is good, but we need to learn how to make a concise decision of what it is that we want, right? And do you ever think about, am I making the right decision? And worry about that. So worry, overwhelm, it kind of all goes together. And I love this. I saw this in Pinterest and I wrote it down for you guys to share. It says, you may not agree with many of the choices you've made in your past, but you were trying your best. And when you take time to acknowledge your experiences, choices, and mistakes, is then when you finally get to move on. And I thought that was perfect because it's so true. It's like, why not just make a decision? And if it's the wrong one, well, you can fix it later, right? So instead of not making a decision and being in limbo all the time, let's learn to manage our options. Because, you know, we can create more problems, but we can also create more solutions. So how do you handle a surplus of options, issues, or challenges that may come up in your day? Well, let's discipline our thoughts. We can always come up with a solution. We can figure something out. Your brain thoughts that it's never thought before. In fact, it can evolve to create new neural pathways that can create new emotions, new actions, and new experience, new things, right? And when you hide from it, you are missing out on a new opportunity, a new experience. And I think that is something really incredible to think about. Overwhelm is pushing away freedom, money, options, right? It's confusion versus comfortability. And don't we just love comfortability? That's what your brain loves. It loves to be comfortable. You want to snuggle back in bed when it's raining and not go to work, right? Have you been there? I have. But think about all the things that you have. You had to think about where you're going to put anything of your stuff. You come home with a whole bunch of new items and you've got to stick them somewhere. You have to give them a place, right? So that's decision making. You have to decide something, but you can also think of, well, if I put it here and it doesn't work out, well, I can move it. And that's pretty easy, right? So why can't we do that with other things in our life, with other decisions that we make? Why can't we be okay to use the thought work to make decisions to get past the overwhelm, right? Let's just make a decision. And if it doesn't work, we could be okay with that. Just do something, because we learn from our mistakes. You know, sometimes we second guess ourselves. Do you do that? I do that all the time. You know, when you play all these different scenarios in your head, and instead of complaining or being negative, does it really get you any kind of better result? It doesn't. Getting negative, yelling because you don't know what to choose, or complaining, it's just not useful at all. Do you ever just make up an excuse not to do what you need to do? I know I have. So if we use constraint and decision making and deliberate discovery versus confusion, right, we can learn and keep evolving forward. Think of the facts of the situation or the options that you have versus the drama around it. And don't loathe and self-pity, like, I'm too tired to do it. I'll just do it later. I can't come up with a decision. I'm too busy. It serves no purpose, but it does create drama. If you need drama, go to the movies. Who needs any more of that in their life, right? Overwhelm is not something that happens to us. It is something that we create in our minds. So by using constraints on options and making decisions and sticking to them and doing that thought work, that is going to help us get past the overwhelm. So that is my thought today. Be willing to be wrong and learn what is right. That's how we evolve into better human beings. We are privileged to live in this day and age and to have so many options and opportunities given to us. But be willing to commit to whatever it is you choose. So that's all my thought today on overwhelm, you guys. Experience life to the fullest. Be grateful for the number of options and choices that you have around you, which will lead to better and more experiences in your life. And this will bring you your life, happiness, and fulfillment. I hope you've enjoyed this segment. Please feel free to leave me any comments. I'd love to hear what you'd like to talk about next and how you can let your unique sparkle shine on the world and what could help you do that. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next week on Your Unique Sparkle. Bye.
I'm going to ask you, if you enjoyed this podcast or can think of anyone that might get something from this, to please share it with your friends. And also hit that follow button so you never have to miss another episode. And if you'd like to hear some more great healthy tips inspiring your mind, body, and soul, please follow us on Facebook and Instagram at
Your Unique Sparkle, and send us a message at youruniquesparkle@gmail.com.
Please be true to yourself, know your self-worth, and stand for your beliefs. I wish you all the best in this world. May God bless you and keep you safe, and we'll talk to you soon.